罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8，
我们就读到第三节
，reading from verse 1 to 3。
翻到了，我们要读两遍
，we are going to read twice，
读一遍
，the brothers will read one，
姐妹读一遍
，the sisters，
一同来读，一、二、三。如今那些的基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法即因肉体软弱有所不能行的，上帝就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。姐妹们读，一、二、三。就一同开始来读，我所律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。这一次是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。我们请李博士带领我们祷告。
父神，真的我们把你的话语打开的时候，求主打开我们的心窍，使我们能够借着圣灵在我们心里面光照带领，就进入真真理的当中。把你仆人放在主的手里面，求主你使用你的仆人，今天晚上继续的能够把这正道向我们清楚的讲解，求主预备我的心，这样祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门，
阿门。我们在第七章最后的一段中间
，in the last passage of chapter seven，
看到心灵深处很大很大的一个哀叹。
We see that deep in our spirit there's a great sigh，
那是实实在在做人中间心灵挣扎所产生的痛苦。
It is a true suffering that as a man we sigh deep in our heart，
我真苦啊！谁能救我脱离这屈？
Who can save me from this body of death？
在这句话里面清楚给我们看见，基督教的信仰不是自救论的信仰。
Here he tells us very clearly in Christianity，
什么叫做自救论的信仰
？Whatever doctrine， whatever you say，
就是我靠自己的力量可以解决我自己的问题。
That is through my own self I can solve my own problems。
我靠自己的功劳可以。将功补过，抵消我的过犯。
Through my own merits, I can match my shortcomings.
我靠自己心灵里面的挣扎同得胜，可以解决我的最终一切的软弱。
Through my own struggling, the victories within myself, I can solve all my problems of sin.
基督教要的很诚实、很谦卑的承认一件事情。
Christian want us to acknowledge very clearly, very honestly,
就是人性里面根本没有可能自己成就自己。
In our own human nature, there's no possibility we can save ourselves.
这也是基督教和许多的宗教最大的不同几个要点之一。
That's one of the greatest points that Christianity is different from other religions.
所有的宗教都有一个观念，就我要靠着自己行善来解决自己灵得救的问题。
Because in all the religions, they have this common point. They want to save they themselves in the problem of spirit.
所以这种自救论首先假设人是有能力自己解决自己的问题。
Saving, which they can save themselves.
只要我们就靠着我们的行为。
So through our own conduct,
靠着我们的功劳
，through our own merit,
靠着我们自己的努力
，through our own endeavor,
靠着我们对身体的这个刺激或者是到受苦的经验
，through our own oppression of our sinful body,
苦待自己，盼望可以心灵得到解脱。
They want to maltreat our own body so that our spirit can be liberated.
这似乎把身体跟心灵当成了对立的二元。
It's as if they are setting this body and the flesh and also the spirit apart.
要是心灵得到释放
，If one day liberated in the spirit，
肉体就要捆绑。
Then your body must be bound。
要是心灵得到自由
，And to have the spirit to be free，
肉体就要限制。
Your flesh must be bound。
要是心灵得到得救
，And for spirit to be saved，
肉体就要受很多的逆难。
Your body must be maltreated。
这种尽力以自己可以得救的思想
，This kind of ideal asceticism， 说的。
从古代的宗教里面都常常有这样的现象产生。
Even the religion from the ancient time had this phenomenon。
那么基督教完全不接受这种思想。
But Christianity totally we don't accept this concept。
我们没有办法将功补过。
Because we cannot use our goal to meet our debt。
我们没有办法用受苦换取救恩。
Or the maltreating of our body to earn salvation。
因为我们的意念不是在受苦的时候才受的制止。
Because our lust is not being dealt with at a time when we maltreat our own physical body.
有许多人受了苦以后，照样还是有更强的意念。
Many a person when they go through sufferings, all the more they have the lustful ideas.
有的人自己苦待自己以后犯罪的这个放纵的情形比以前更厉害。
Even if they've inflicted this part of their own body, all the more they sin.
有的人因为被监禁以后的人，他就不敢犯罪。
Some because they've been imprisoned, they see that they dare not sin anymore.
有受了公义之财受了苦以后，人就不敢再犯罪。
Or they've been judged by justice, they won't sin anymore.
那是一种比较幼稚的看法。
That way more childish out of it.
事实证明，最勇敢犯罪的人都是曾经进过监牢。
But the fact tells that those who sin very bravely are those who have been imprisoned before.
人受苦以后
，After man has gone through suffering,
可能感觉到他如果有别的办法犯罪，可以不被受苦。
They may feel that do I have any other way to sin so that I won't be punished?
所以受过刑罚的人
，So those who have been punished,
他就更聪明的思想，想出一些不必受刑罚的可能性。
They want to think more surely. How can I sin and yet not be punished?
所以圣经所给我们看见的
，So what the Bible allows us to see,
罪性是很严重的事。
The sinful nature is something very serious.
罪性严重到一个地步，法律的制裁是没有办法。
It's so serious, even the law cannot fully deal with it.
罪性严重到一个地步，就肉体的禁欲是没有办法。
It's so serious, even the asceticism would not help.
罪性严重到一地步，我们自己使自己受苦也没有办法。
The sinful nature is so serious, even though it inflicts suffering on ourselves, it cannot solve our own problems.
第七章的最后一段
，And that's why the last passage of the seven,
谦卑，很诚实的发出了一个哀叹
，Very humbly, very honestly, he has a sigh deep from his heart.
真苦啊
！So wretched am I.
谁能救我脱离这必死的身体
？Who can deliver me from this the death of the body of death?
这个死已经定了一个，成了一个定局。
The death is already a confirmed end.
死就是这个身体犯罪的一个结果。
But then this death is a result of sinning.
但犯罪的本身到底是不是就是因为有一个身体？
But sinning itself, is it because it has a physical body?
犯罪的本身是不是因为这个肉体的情欲使我能犯罪？
Sinning itself, is it because it's a cause for this physical lust?
所以在这个受苦这个禁欲主义的中间，
So in this asceticism, when you suffer physically,
我们这个思想就跟着 lustic 为自派的宗教哲学混合的理论而走。
This kind of thing.Gnosticism
这个混合的宗教统哲学的这种理论是什么理论？这
是 syncretic
philosophy。灵是好的，肉体是不好的。
So spirit is good, but body is bad.
灵是万善，身体是万恶。
Spirit is always good, but the body is evil.
所以在第一世纪结束以前，这自派的哲学就放了，穿上宗教的外衣。
The philosophy of Gnosticism putting on the clothing of this Christianity religion coming to Christianity.
为什么我们这样说呢？
为什么这么说？
因为他们的是关于知识和智慧的问题。
Because what they expound is on knowledge and wisdom.
但他们所盼望得到的是心灵得救的问题。
But then what they hope ultimately is to be delivered spiritually.
那他们否定。靠着耶稣基督人可以得救
So they deny that through Jesus Christ we can be saved
他们认为的得救是靠一种很特殊的知识的要素
They thought that to be saved you need a special knowledge
这种是这个 知识的要素是特种的一种树林人才有的。
And this spiritual element or knowledge only belongs to certain spiritual beings.
所以你把这个理论当作一种哲学呢
？So if you deem this as a philosophy,
你也可以把这个理论当作一种宗教。
Or you can deem it as a religion.
因为他谈到智慧、谈到理论的时候，好像一种哲学的外衣。
Because when you talk about wisdom, about knowledge, as if it's a kind of clothing of the philosophy.
当他谈到这旧的问题的是一种宗教的内涵。
But when you talk about the salvation, the spirit, you talk about the content of religion.
所以 Gnosticism 就产生一种很可怕的宇宙二元论。
So Gnosticism produced a cosmic dualism.
他们说的物质万恶，灵至上。
He said that this some material is all evil and spirit is all good.
物质万恶什么意思呢
？Material is all evil. What do you mean?
就是物质的本身是邪恶的基地。
See, the substance of this material is the foundation of evil.
而身体是物质所组成的。
And this physical body is composed by material.
身体没有办法脱离。罪的要素在里面。
So then this physical body cannot escape from this substance of evil.
所以叫有身体的人一定会犯罪。
So he who has a body, 我说的是什
么？人里面有个心灵怎么办呢
？Okay, in her there's a spirit. What then to do?
心灵是善的
，but spirit is good.
这样心灵对物质就哀叹了。
The spirit is sighing to the battle.
人的心灵要胜善的力。但是呢，肉体有个犯罪的律。
So man's spirit wants a good law, but then the physical body wants a sinning law.
所以是这个身体诱惑了我们，使我们犯罪。
So it is this body that tempts us and causes us to sin.
那我们可以不可以把保罗的这种经验中这种描写，跟这个 Gnosticism 唯智派的思想把它配合起来讲
Can we then marry the doctrine of Paul in this place as to also Gnosticism?
不可以的
No
因为保罗到最后给我们看见身体变成上帝的殿
Because Paul allowed us to see finally that our body is the temple of the Lord
这个犯罪的身体可以在基督里面得胜的时候把它制服了
This body that sinned but in Christ's victory it can be controlled
所以保罗说我是攻克己身叫身负我
And that's why Paul said I defeat my own body so that it can submit to myself
那么他可以使他的身体成为一个荣耀上帝的一个器具
Then this body can be a tool that's going to glorify God
我们在第六章已经谈到了把肢体献给义做义的器皿
Because in chapter 6 we expound that we want to use our parts of our body to dedicate to righteousness
保罗的思想跟唯智派的哲学是不一样
So Paul's thinking and Gnosticism is totally different
当我们读第七章这一段的时候
So when you read this passage from chapter 7
我们就很清楚唯智派不是基督教信仰
Clearly we see that Gnosticism is not Christian
那我们顺便在这地方批判一些唯智派哲学的异端是什么
Here also we have to critique on the heresy of Gnosticism
唯智派的人把人分成三类
And this Gnosticism divides man into three categories.
第一种就是属肉体的人
Those belong to the flesh.
第二种就是属魂的人
Those belong to the soul.
第三种就是属灵的人
Those belong to the spirit.
那么属肉体的人
Those belong to the flesh.
是以肉体为整个生活的重心的人
So they use body as a center of the living.
属灵的人
Those are spiritual.
灵为整个生活的重心的人
they use the spirit as a center of the living
属属魂的人就是属血气的人
those who are souls are those who are of the carnal
他是以魂为他整个生活的重心
they use the soul as a center of the body
那么他提到人的时候
when they mention about man
人有一个身体
because man has a body
所以人都有属肉体的可能
so man there's a possibility to become this carnal
上帝是灵
but God is spirit
所以上帝不是灵身体
so God is not body
这样很自然的灵是至善的所以上帝没有犯罪的可能
because God is spirit and spirit is good there's a possibility for God to sin
人有肉体所以人才有犯罪的可能
But man has a physical body That's why there's a possibility for man to sin
因为他们坚强而且
不但坚持又绝对化这个观念。
Because the absolute time is in whole very strong into this idea.
什么观念呢？
What idea is that?
物质万恶。
Matter is all evil.
灵至善。
And the spirit is all good.
所以结果呢，他们就认为只有走一条真正有智慧脱离罪恶捆绑的生活，这种知识才能救人。
It is only the knowledge working in the can truly liberate you.
那么基督教不接受这个。
But Christianity do not accept this doctrine.
基督教接受耶稣基督亲身为我们死流血解决我们罪的问题。
We only accept that Christ Jesus died for us, shed his blood, accepting him, then we can be saved.
鬼自败又不能接受这个。
But Gnosticism cannot accept this.
为什么鬼自败不能接受这个？
Why is that they cannot?
因为耶稣有肉体，耶稣就不是没有罪的。
Because they say if Christ Jesus had a physical body, then it's not sinless.
因为耶稣的有身体，耶稣就是有物质，物质就是罪的地方。
And because Christ is the body, there's a matter, and matter is the place where sin is.
所以他们的得救论跟基督教的得救论是完全不一样。
So their doctrine of salvation as compared to Christians is different.
那么到底鬼自败的救赎观是不是一个他救的观念呢？
The concept of salvation or Gnosticism, is this the other saving concept?
我或者是一个
The self-saving concept.
我们刚才说的基督教不是自救论。
We said that Christianity do not believe in self-saving.
那鬼自派是不是自救论呢？
Gnosticism is it self-saving?
他们有包含了他救论的观念。
They include this idea of other saving.
什么叫做他救论的观念在他们的中间呢？
What do you mean in the concept there is the other saving concept?
最高的上帝。
You said there is the highest God.
把一种智慧放在某一种人心里。
He will put this wisdom in certain people.
使他们有真正的知识，因为这种知识而得救。
They would have certain knowledge because of the knowledge they could be saved.
所以也不是靠这个人自己的行为得救。
So it does not depend on this man's conduct that he saved.
而是靠神最高的神赐给了智慧他得救。
But it is that highest God that gave him wisdom. That's how he saved.
那么
，And who are these kind of people?
Gnosticism 是说的他。他们凡是走他们信仰的人，就是这种属灵的。
The Gnosticism states that if you walk in the way of Gnosticism, you could be saved.
那么属肉体的人是谁呢
？And those who belong to the flesh,
他们说属肉体的人就是犹太人
，the Jews。
那么基督徒是哪一种人呢
？What are Christians?
他说基督徒如果明白他的道理了，就变成 Gnostic， 就像他那种人。
If Christians understand Gnosticism, then they become the Gnosticists.
他基督徒不明白他们的道理。就变成属魂的。
If Christians do not understand about the teaching, then they are souls.
所以基督徒有的会得救，有的不得救。
So some Christians could be saved and some not.
犹太人一定不得救。
And surely they want to be saved.
他们一定得救。
Surely they are saved.
那为什么基督教不接受这个思想？
Why is that Christians cannot accept this teaching?
因为这个思想被绝对化以后，一定要否认道成肉身。
Because this concept is being absolutized, will deny the incarnation of Christ Jesus.
为什么这样讲？
Why?
因为上帝变成肉体，没有罪就变成有罪。
Because how can God turn into a flesh to sinless become sinful?
所以耶稣有肉身就是有罪的。
And Christ said, because of body, he must be sinful.
有罪的就不能拯救我。
In sinfulness, he cannot save us.
所以他们这种思想绝对不能信耶稣基督的救赎。
So absolutely, this doctrine of Jesus cannot accept Christ Jesus' incarnation.
不但如此
，Not only so,
他们这种思想也绝对不能相信上帝创造。
They also cannot believe that God created.
上帝如果创造物质
，If God was created matter,
就等于上帝创造罪恶。
Which means God has created sin.
所以他们不相信这个世界是上帝的。
So they don't believe that the world was created by God.
所以唯自派的。讲起来好像注意灵性得救属灵的问题
so now precisely on the spiritual saving
其实他们的信仰就一条一条跟圣经完完全全相违背
but then one by one they believe contradict what the Bible teaches
那如果不相信道成肉身
if you don't believe in incarnation
世界上曾经有一位耶稣是神到人间的这件事
Then how can you solve this problem that this and Jesus they come to be a man?
所以从这个 Gnosticism 就产生了 Docetism 出来了
So from this and Gnosticism come this Docetism 观念说
Docetism 什么意思呢
Docetism
就是呢耶稣不是真正的人不过是个影子而已
That Jesus doesn't have a true body He's just coming from imagination
没有真正道成肉身
He did not come incarnated
他走来走去，一病干鬼行神迹，不过是影子用人形向我们显。
You see that he is moving, he is saving, he is only but a shadow, but an imagination.
因为他们不能接受耶稣有一个物质的身体。
Because they cannot believe that Jesus has a physical body.
另外一派的 Gnosticism 就产生了另外一种思想。
Another school of Gnosticism produced another teaching.
就是耶稣生下的时候还不是基督。
When Jesus was born, he was not Christ.
就是一个普通的人
He was an ordinary man
后来他怎样变成基督
How did he become Christ
就当圣灵在他受洗的时候降在身上的时候神性才跟人性结合
At the time when he was being baptized The Holy Spirit descended upon him The deity and the human nature now come together
就这个三年半以后呢
Now after 3.5 years of
years 耶稣定死的时候圣灵又离开他去
And after 3.5 years when he being united When he was there across the street left him
你离开他的他就大喊大叫我的上帝我的上帝为什么离开我
When the spirit left him he was shouting God God why has thou forsaken me
所以呢这种 Gnosticism 后来产生许许多多完完全全违背圣经却牵涉到基督教信仰的假教义
So this type of Gnosticism produced four Christians who had their teaching but then many things that explain what the Bible says
保罗严正的反对这些
Paul very sternly opposed the
Gnosticism 约翰
Especially John.
You have no longer so sure to see the
sla. Because when John was all many of the apostles had died,
now you have 自己一个人面对异端的横行在基督教世界。
So the old John was facing all this heresy in the church.
所以约翰一书第四章的铭文说到这个话。
So first John chapter 4 very clearly said this.
灵不认基督成了肉身来的，就是属于基督的
The spirit that does not acknowledge Christ to come in the flesh, he is the Antichrist.
这就不是
It's not the spirit of Christ.
所以这是很严厉的打一个很重要的原则。
So that is certainly John has given this principle to the Christian.
如果物质就是罪的源
If matter is a source of evil,
如果物质就是情欲的中心的话
This matter is a center of a lust.
那么所有的灵都没有犯罪的可能。
Then all spirit, there's no possibility of sinning.
所以物质都没有不犯罪的可能。
And then for all matter, there's impossibility for them not to sin.
因为物质万恶，灵至善。
Because this matter is all evil and the spirit is all
good. 如果他们的教训是对的话
，If the teaching is right,
那么全本圣经是与他们相悖的。
Then the whole Bible opposes them.
因为圣经告诉我们
，Because the Bible teaches you.
圣洁的身体物质
，and also there's a holy physical body，
有个肮脏的邪灵物
，there's a filthy spirit of the evil，
有没有？有没有？耶稣把污秽从那个人身上赶出来
，because Jesus cast away that evil spirit from that man，
所以耶稣告诉我们，灵有邪恶的。
Because Christ is a spirit, the evil spirit.
圣经也告诉我们，身体有圣洁。
And also physical body, there's a holy physical body.
保罗在哥林多后书第七章第一节告诉
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1 calls 8.
你们要除去身体、心灵一切的污秽。
You must do away all the filthiness in the physical body and the
身体有犯罪的可能。
Not only the possibility for the physical body to sin.
灵魂也有犯罪的可能。
Even our spirit.
所以我们对这个唯自派的思想我们是不接受的
So we don't accept Gnosticism
那么中国还有一些人把人分成树灵人树魂人树灵树体人
And in also China there is a church they divide our physical body as of those who are soulless spiritual they are carnal
这种名称跟唯自派的所用是完全相同
And this type of terms is totally coincide with the Gnosticism
解释的方法是不一样的
So then their exposition may be different
这就是尼托生和聚会所一脉相承的一种思想
And Watchman and the local church have this kind of exposition
当然他们是讲你跟维持派不一样的
But what they expose is different from Gnosticism
用的名词是相同
But the term is the same
在希腊文里面输肉体的人叫做 Sarkikoi
And also those who belong to the flesh in this, this Greek is Sarkikoi
属魂的人叫做 Sarkikoi
And Sarkikoi is those are souls
属灵的人叫做 Pneumatikoi
The Pneumatikoi is the spiritual
那保罗当然也用了这三个名词
Of course Paul used these three terms
我们今天没有办法有太多的时间 来解释这个三个名词原来的意思。
We cannot have much time to explain the original meaning of these three terms.
我们来回到第七章跟第八章中间的事情。
But as we come to the chapter seven and chapter eight,
第七章的我真苦啊
，and chapter seven is so and
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体
？Who can deliver me from this body of death？
这个身体里面有情欲
，this body there's a lust，
就身体里面有犯罪的欲
，there is a law of sin，
身体里有抵挡上帝的行为
，and also there's a contact that go against God。
我们实在是在肉身中间犯罪
，yes， it is in flesh that we sin。
我们是在肉身的肢体中间做了不义的情。
Also, it is a part of our body we kind of the slave of evil。
我们在肉身中间抵挡上帝。
Also, in our body we go against God。
我们的肉身可以打人。
And also in the physical body we can beat people。
我们的肉身可以偷东西。
We can steal。
我们可以用肉身去犯奸淫。
Then in the physical body we commit adultery。
我们可以用肉身去强占别人的东西。
Also in the physical body we want to occupy others' things unlawfully。
肉身去放纵情欲。
Using our physical body we let loose our lust。
这个肉身的犯罪可能是不可否认的。
So we cannot deny the possibility of sinning in the physical nature。
这是肯定的事情。
That is something we sure。
但是。But then, 圣经清楚告诉我们
The Bible clearly tells us
恨人的就是杀人
He who hate others kill others
恨人在杀人之前
He who hate hate first before he kill
杀人是肉身的行动
Because when they kill is a physical act
恨人是心中的行动
But when hate is a spiritual act
虽然你没有杀人以前 你的恨就是心灵的罪
Before you kill your hatred is a sin of your spirit
我们的思想的罪
Then there's the sin of a mind.
我们的心灵的罪
And there's the sin of spirit.
我们的态度的罪
A sin of attitude.
这些都还没有化成我们肉体的行动
This all has not been actualized in our physical act.
所以我们不能说肉身会犯罪心灵一定是圣洁
So we cannot see the physical body we can sin, but then our spirit is pure.
那么第八章告诉我们这个起始的身体有成为圣洁的可能
But then chapter 8 said that this body of death could be holy
所以这些的声音都与伪智慧的思想相
So all these things are contradicted to Gnosticism
我真苦啊
So wretched am I
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体
Who can deliver me from this body of death
第八章第一节怎么讲呢
And chapter 8 verse 1
如今
And now
那在基督耶稣里的救不定罪
There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus
No more condemnation
再没有定罪
没有定罪
No more condemnation
什么意思呢
What do you mean
也就是曾经犯过罪没有办法逃脱罪的捆绑没有办法自己救自己的人靠着耶稣基督可以得救
Those who are sin and cannot escape from the condemnation in Christ Jesus they can be saved
所以很清楚的基督成为一个新的盼望
So Christ Jesus become our new hope
我们整个的挣扎要转移方向
Our struggle now change the direction
我们要看自己
We want to look at ourselves
我们要依靠自己
We depend on ourselves
我们越痛苦
The more we suffer
我们要以为自己的最终没有办法
The more we thought that we are helpless in sin
又继续不断受自己良心的控告
And continue we are being prosecuted by our conscience
我们越看自己就越失望
And the more we see ourselves we still fell into desperation
现在一个希望来了
But now hope comes
因为这里是一个凯旋的一个这一个高歌的一个浮躁
Because now it's the singing and cry of victory
是不是看啊
And say, behold,
新的盼望来了
The new hope comes
如今在基督里面的人就不得定罪
Now in Christ Jesus, you will no more be condemned
也记得一个人被毒蛇咬的时候
The one who has been bitten by a serpent
他看自己的伤口
He looked at the wound
他想都在自己血液里面的流行
He knows that this person is circulating his body
他知道他只有死路一条
He knows that he is only about to die
所以他也看自己
The more he sees himself
也失望
The more he gets desperate
也看伤口
The more he sees the wound
他知道这是自己死
He knows that this will cause him to die
这是个毒伤
He is a poisonous wound.
这是一个致以死命的伤口。
It could cause death.
所以他看自己的时候
，When he sees himself，
他只能说：“我真苦啊
！”I'm so wretched.
谁能救我脱离这屈死的毒身体
？Who can save me from this body of poison, body of death？
摩西说：“看啊
！”Moses said，
你们看着同行
，Behold，
仰望他
is a bronze serpent.
你就被拯救。
You be saved.
这个神把神迹奇事施行出来了。
So God has given miracle to them.
那些仰望铜蛇的人
，those who look up to the bronze serpent，
他们就不必死了。
They will not die.
不得伤。在他们的身上就停止
and the poison in them has ceased to function
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
耶稣基督在约翰福音第三章告诉我们
Jesus in the John chapter 3
Moses 怎样在旷野击蛇
how the even wilderness Moses lift up the serpent
人子也必照样被举起来
so also the son of man will be lifted up high
叫一切信他的人都得永生
so those who believe in him will have eternal life
当耶稣在第三章十五节讲这句话
in chapter 3 verse 15 of John when, Paul,、when Jesus said this
第十六节这伟大的圣经中间的圣经就接连讲出来了
and the Bible of the Bible in John chapter 3 verse 16 is being pronounced
上帝如此爱世
for God so loved the world
甚至将他的独生子赐给
that he gave his only begotten son
叫一切信他的人不至灭亡反得永生
that he who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life
这就是第七章转到第八章的特色
and that is also how chapter 7 turns to chapter 8
第七章是真正人的可怕人的可怜人的可恶的真正的现状
chapter 7 talks about the horrifying nature the desperation of humankind
第八章是人在基督里面真正的盼望一个新的地位
but chapter 8 is the new position of man that full new hope in Christ Jesus
第八章告诉我们罪罪的得胜
and chapter 8 says that we are triumphant over sin
第七章给我们看见人的无能
and also chapter 7 see that we are so impossible
第八章给我们看见主在基督里面的全能
chapter 8 allows us to see the power in Christ Jesus
第七章给我们看见我们看自己没有盼望
chapter 7 we see that in us we are hopeless
第八章给我们看见我们仰望基督我们都是新的
chapter 8 we know that look up to Jesus you have a new hope
如今那些的基督耶稣里的人就不再定罪了。
So therefore, for those who are now in Christ, there's no more condemnation.
这里讲的是什么呢
？What do you mean?
这里在基督里
in Christ
是一个新的地位
，it's a new position.
那这以前是什么呢
？Before that one first
是亚当里
，it is in Adam.
亚当里
in Adam
是在罪里
，it is in sin.
在亚当里
in Adam
是在死里
，it is in death.
在亚当里
in Adam
是在咒诅里
，it is in curse.
在亚当里面
in Adam
是在沉沦。
It is in fallen.
亚当里面
，in Adam
是在灭亡的地位
，it is in perish.
在基督里
，but in Christ
是在新生的里面
，it is in new.
更胜里面
，victorious.
是义的
，in righteous.
是在赦罪的里面
，it is forgiveness.
是在神使人称义的地位
，it is in the justification of Christ.
我们的第五章第十三节一直到最后一节已经讲了亚当与基督两种地位的比较。
这是 5 verse 13 until the end of it. We talk about the comparison of in Christ and in Adam
所以第八章我们看见在基督里的地位是何等宝贵的
so then in chapter we say how precious we are if we are in Christ
感谢上
帝 praise the Lord
如今
now
在基督里面的人
in Christ Jesus
就不再定罪了
there's no more condemnation
这里的如今是什么意思
what then now
就是基督救赎的功能已经成就以后的时代
That is the age whereby Christ Jesus has accomplished the salvation.
他已经成全了。
He has accomplished.
所以你不必再等了。
No more than you wait.
他已经成全了。
He has accomplished.
你可以进入基督。
You can enter into Christ.
基督里面
的 in Christ.
没有再定罪。
There's no more condemnation.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
第二节告诉我们。
And the second verse says,
因为赐生命圣灵的灵在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我。破你罪和死的力量
Because the Christ Jesus the law of the spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death
好大家同读第二节
read together
因为赐生命圣灵的灵在基督耶稣里释放了我使我破你罪和死的力量第二节很重要
Second verse very important
第二节把什么叫做在基督里的钥匙从秘诀向我们宣布出来
Because he announced to us the key and the secret of what to mean to be in Christ
What is the key and the secret of being in Christ
在基督里面的秘诀和钥匙在哪里
是什么呢
What's that
借着圣灵的工作我们才能在基督里
through the work of the Holy Spirit, then we can be in Christ.
是生命圣灵的灵。
So the law of the life-giving Spirit
在基督里面释放我脱离罪和死的灵。
That in Christ He liberate me from this law of sin and death.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
在基督里释放我。
That in Christ I'm being liberated.
在基督里我得到自由。
That in Christ I'm set free.
为什么在基督里得到自由呢？
What do you mean in Christ was set free?
约翰福音第八章三十六节告诉我。
John chapter 8 verse 36 says,
上帝的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
If the Son of Man set you free, then you are truly free.
神的儿子是世人自由的。
The Son of God set us free.
神的道是世人自由的。
Because the Word of God set us free.
神的灵是世人自由的。
The Spirit of God set us free.
律法是世人自由的。
And the law.
Set us free.
The law set us free.
圣经告诉我们的有四样使我们自由的。
And the Bible says there are four things that set us free.
真理使我们自由。
The truth set us free.
圣灵使我们自由。
Holy Spirit set us free.
这个耶稣基督上帝儿子使我们自由。
The Son of God Christ Jesus set us free.
还有律法使我们自由。
The law set us free.
为什么律法会使人自由？
What do you mean the law set us free?
是不是有很多的犹太人是受律法捆绑，要到耶稣基督里面才得到自由？
Is it because many Jews are bound by the law and until Jesus Christ's time they can be set free?
But 雅各书告诉我们。
But the book of James says,
使人自由的律法。
And of the law that set you free,
就是律法的原意。
That is the original.Purpose of law.
但是结果的人违背律法以后
then,
就不自由了。
But then when man has gone against the law, he is now no more free.
违背律法就受律法捆绑。
When you go against the law, you are bound by the law.
所以律法就变得有反和性功用的真理。
So there's a paradoxical function of the law.
我们开车的时候
，When you drive a car.
我们急行的时候
，When you go very fast.
我们最讨厌。红灯对不对
？What we hate is the traffic light, red.
当灯绿，突然变成黄，你到了变成红，你气死了。
So when it's yellow, when it comes, you turn to red, you get so angry.
所以你东张西望，没有警察，你就冲过去了。
Look around, no policeman, you just went through.
因为你认为就是世人受捆绑的红灯。
You see the red light is behind me.
是世人不自由的地方，对不对
？I saw the one that do not give me freedom.
但是当你冲出去的时候
，But when you went through it,
你右边的车已经绿灯。他也不知道左边有你冲出来，他就开车开得很快。
But the one from other direction know that you're coming, so he also went through.
结果呢，砰就撞了车。
So there's an accident now.
撞车以后呢
？After the accident,
你病了。
So you are hurt.
流血太多了。
You're injured.
你进医院了。
You are hospitalized.
那时候你就说什么呢
？Then you say,
是人进医院的红灯。
The red light caused me to be hospitalized.
是不是呢
？Is that right?
因为使你受苦。
Because you suffer now.You are being hindered.
红灯好不好
Is it good to have red light?
好不好
Is it good?
好
Good.
如果没有红灯
If there's no red light,
可能你进二十次医院
Maybe I go to the hospital for 20 times.
有了红灯
But there's a red light.
我也是进医院吧
Also, I go to a hospital.
因为你犯法所以你进医院
It is only when you go against the red light, you are hospitalized.
如果你没有撞红灯你不会进医院
If you did not force yourself through the red light, you will not.
红灯是救你给你自由不是给你致命
So the red light save you, set you free, not to cause you death.
雅各书讲使人自由的律法我起身也吓了一跳
So the book of James we see the Lord set us free, initially I feel so astonished.
所以保罗的加拉太书是为什么你们回到律法的下至中间呢
Because Paul in Galatians say, why is it you return?To the bondage of the law,
律法是给人辖制的。
The law by us
是世人受限的。
So that we are bound.
但是呢，这个雅各书是使人自由的。
But then this book of James says that the law that set you free.
这个自由两种方向。
So there are two directions of freedom.
Free from being killed,
不被杀的自由。
不是 free to kill,
不是能够杀的自由。
自由是真正的自由。
So the true freedom is
不受罪捆绑的自由
You're not being bound by sin
不受之下制的自由
Being controlled by sin
当你遵行律法的时候
When you go according to law
你就会享受这种自由
Did you enjoy this kind of freedom?
但是我们因为没有遵行律法
But because we're not obeying the law
我们不 能享受那种自由。
Because I'm trying to kind of freedom.
我们觉得最终变成不自由了。
So it is in sin that you are bound to be free.
圣经在提到三种其他的自由。
So the Bible talks about three other kinds of freedom.
就是因真理而有的自由。
And the truth that set us free.
第二，因为耶稣基督上帝的儿子而有的自由。
Because of Christ that we enjoy freedom.
第三，因圣灵而有的自由。
The freedom that comes because of the Holy Spirit.
这三处的圣经。